talking with William Calfee and Adele Brown about the Phillips Memorial Gallery in the Studio House that was run in connection with the Phillips Memorial Gallery. And, I do have some questions, but I thought it might be best if I begin with Mr. Calfee to ask him how he first became associated with the Studio House, or even before the Studio House, with the Phillips Memorial Gallery.
Well, when I was in high school, we were taken to the Phillips Gallery. And for us, this was an unusual experience because I did come from what would be called middle-class Washington. And I had never been in a house that was as marvelously impressive and full of the things that I later grew to love as the gallery. And at that time, you entered a door more in the middle and took an elevator to the second floor. Do you remember that?
Well, I think the Phillipses still lived there for a while.
They did.
They,
That's true. Yeah. So you took an elevator. You didn't go in the front door. And you went up to the gallery, which was on the second floor. But that was the way I first became acquainted with it. And afterward, that was the place that I would say I was attracted to.
Did you go to the school? Go to the school there, or just later teach?
No, I received more from Lowell Bodkins than I realized. I have looked at some of the files and realized that probably what I taught later had its basis in a great deal that I received from him. Because I used to assist him by going, he had a number of locations around the city, like Hood College in Frederick, Maryland. And when he couldn't go, he would send me. So I had his papers or his outlines, you see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then when Carl Kanas came, do you remember that?
Yes, indeed.
I used to go there. Well, and then, shall I keep on going?
Well, what was Sewall Watkins' connection with Duncan Phillips? Was that a connection that was through Yale University? They were both...
They began as friends at Yale, and then I believe that Law worked for Duncan Phillips. They were connected with some big iron or steel business in Pennsylvania, I think. Now, this isn't accurate. Do you have any more information?
I know nothing about that.
I feel as though Law worked for him, but how he got down to this or what his background was before that, before he became executive director of the Phillips, I don't know. It was superb, but I don't know what his background was.
Well, you remember that he was related to the Seymour family.
Oh, yes.
See, now I don't know much about that.
Mrs. Seymour, President Seymour's wife was... Law's sister.
That was of Yale, the president of Yale, yeah. And then Charles Seymour came to the National Gallery.
Yes, and that was their son.
So that was part of the family, you see, the Seymour family.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you not study with Law, or, formally study with him, or?
See, I don't think that was so. I think that what I did was to go there with one other person. Actually, it was a girl named Olga Helm. We would go at night, and we had the studio on the north side, the smaller studio on the north of the third floor.
This is of the Phillips Gallery.
Yeah, the Phillips Gallery, yeah. And we painted there. Yeah.
What were those galleries? Were those Marjorie Phillips' galleries, or...?
You mean her working space?
Yes.
I don't feel that. I never saw any evidence of such a thing.
I think she must have worked at home. I don't
That's
remember
what
her
I
being
would
around
say.
There. Uh-huh. These were just sort of attic rooms.
Well,
the top,
they were good studio space to
but
us.
They were up top. Mm-hmm.
They had no beds or anything like that, and then they were just really studio space. Mm-hmm. And so we went at least two nights a week. And then in the bigger studio, there would be people who painted it, like Bernice Cross, for instance. And we crossed paths, but we didn't have